And now, Ben Bailey.
The proverb writer said, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22. We want to welcome each to our marriage seminar tonight. We have several visitors and we're so glad for each one who is here. Also, we want to say a word of encouragement to our young people. Had a great Bible Bowl today, 361, I believe, in attendance. And our kids placed fifth, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the best that they've done. And so we want to encourage them and continue to do that as well. We're sure proud of them. I want to ask you tonight, if you will, to open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 31. Tonight we are discussing the Christian wife. And I want you to see what I believe is a prime picture of the Christian wife. If we could see a word picture of what she would look like, Proverbs chapter 31 would be that. And so please be opening your Bible to that text. You know, sometimes men and women are viewed differently, and naturally so, and sometimes we don't quite understand each other, and yet women play a special part and role in the home, and how thankful to God we ought to be for each and every Christian wife. I came across a comparison of men and women that I'd like to read to you for just a moment. I had this to note. Under the women's side, there are several things worthy of note. It said women are honest, loyal, and forgiving. Women want to be the best for their family, their friends, and themselves. Their hearts break when a friend dies. They have sorrow at the loss of a family member, yet they're strong when they think there is no strength left. A woman can make a romantic evening unforgettable. Women come in all sizes, colors, and shapes. They live in homes, apartments, cabins. They drive, fly, walk, and run, or email to show how much they care about you. The heart of a woman makes the world spin. They give moral support to their families and friends, and all they want back is a hug and a smile and for you to do the same with people you come in contact with. Now, under the men, there's just one statement. Men are good at lifting heavy stuff and sometimes killing spiders. And so we do sometimes misunderstand each other, and sometimes that causes problems in the home. But as we look in Proverbs 31, there's no misunderstanding that this is the model Christian wife. And tonight we're not going to make a lot of comments. We're just going to note some of the characteristics here, read through those, and then we'll go through our marriage seminar. Proverbs 31:10, what do we know about the Christian wife? Her value is finer than the fairest jewels you could ever imagine. Look at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is far above rubies. If you could find the canary diamond, and you could find the Christian wife, the diamond wouldn't begin to compare. The best jewels in the world wouldn't compare to the value and worth of a godly Christian wife who has their family, her family and her home at the best interest. Now, verse 11, what are the characteristics of this virtuous wife? She's trustworthy. Look in verse 11. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She will have no lack of gain. Being able to trust each other inside the marriage arrangement is what makes the marriage work. If you can trust each other in the with each other, you can trust each other with the money, communication, things of that nature, that builds the relationship, being able to know that it's taken care of, know that you trust your mate, and not even having to worry about that. Okay, look in verse 12. Not only is she trustworthy, this virtuous wife is self-sacrificing. Verse 12. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's a woman who sacrifices self for others. Her interest is in her family. She does him good all the days of his life, not evil. She's there to help the home, not to tear it down, but to help everyone in it to grow, to prosper, and ultimately to reach the goal of the home, heaven itself, and she's a helpmate in that. Well, look in verses 13 through 17. This virtuous wife is also a hard worker. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. One thing you see about this virtuous woman is she's not lazy. She's willing to get out and work, and she thinks ahead, she plans ahead, and all of that for the benefit and the best interest of all involved in the home. Well, verse 18 tells us that the virtuous wife also has a positive outlook. You want to talk about doing good in the marriage? Have a positive outlook. Look in verse 18. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. The proverb writer mentions, and this would apply just as well to men and women, it's better to dwell in the corner of the rooftop than with a grouchy, if we can use that word, or complaining or bitter woman. And the same way would go with a man. You want somebody who's got a positive outlook, who's always trying to do the best, who can smile and enjoy life and is not always down and negative and tearing things down. That's the kind of wife that God sets before us. Well, look in verse 20. This woman is also benevolent. Back up to verse 19. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. Again, the picture of her working diligently. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Among all the many things she's doing in the home, she's got time to be benevolent, to be taking care of, helping the poor, helping the needy, and providing for others outside of the realm, the sphere of the family and the marriage. Then I want you to look in verses 21 and 22. Her responsibility or one of her duties that she takes under here is to make the family look good. Verse 21. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. What does she do here for the family? She makes sure everybody's taken care of, that everybody's dressed and got clothes and things of that nature. I can't tell you how many times my wife has said to either me or my son, we're about to go out the house. She said, where are you going, to a circus? What are you talking about? Dress like that, that's about the only place you're ready to go to. And sometimes us guys, we don't dress the way we ought to. I'm colorblind, so I have a disadvantage already. Sometimes I wear purple socks or blue socks and a black suit, and I don't even know it. And so the wife, her picture here is that she's providing. She's making sure everybody's taken care of. She's in the background doing the work that makes everybody look good, but it's not just about them. Look at what it says in verse 22. She makes tapestry for herself. She takes time for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. And so she beautifies the family and herself. Okay, look in verse 23. She is a woman of great reputation. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Well, part of that is because of her and the work that she is doing. She's a woman of reputation. Her husband is known. Their family is known as a reputable and hardworking family. And finally tonight, verses 25 through 31, she is a woman worthy of respect. Look in verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. On her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. She is deserving of respect, and she earns that from her family, from her children, from her husband, and from all who know her. And so this is a beautiful picture of the Christian wife. And oh, how we would try to have these characteristics in our home, in our marriage. And I guarantee you, putting these in place will do so much good for the marriage relationship. You know, sometimes we take for granted and we don't realize how much the women in our homes and our families do for the family and for the kingdom. They do so much that we just often aren't thankful for and don't see. It reminds me of a story I heard one time of a father was trying to explain marriage to his little daughter. You know, it's a little bit of a delicate subject and one that's not often easy for a child to understand. And so he's just going through the process trying to explain what it is, and she's just not getting it. And so he says, here's what I'll do. I'll get our wedding album and I'll show you the pictures and maybe that'll help you. And so he gets out the engagement picture and she sees it, flips over, and there's mom getting ready with her dress and fixing her hair. Flips over, here they are coming down the aisle. They're at the altar now holding hands and preacher standing, pronouncing husband and wife. Sees them leaving in the car going for the honeymoon and sees her then, father then carrying her his mother over the threshold, and it looks like the light bulb finally comes on. And so he says, well, do you now understand more about marriage? He says, oh, is that when mommy came to work for us? So sometimes we do think oddly about marriage, and sometimes we don't give them the credit that they're worth. They do a lot more than we realize, and how each husband ought to be thankful tonight for a godly wife and the good that they do in the home. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we approach your throne of grace, thankful for the many blessings that you give us. And Father, especially tonight, we're thankful for the institution of marriage. And we pray tonight, Father, that you will help us to realize the importance of our spouses. We're thankful for every husband who is a godly leader and who tries his best to lead his family toward heaven. And Father, especially tonight, we're thankful for the Christian wife, the good that she does in the home, the community, and Father, the many things that we never say thank you for. We're so thankful tonight for Jesus, who gave his life a sacrifice for us. And we pray, Father, that you will help us to walk in his footsteps and help our relationship in the marriage to be like the relationship between Christ and the church. We love you and thank you for first loving us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As always, we want to extend God's invitation. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If you need to obey the gospel tonight, I can promise you this, there's no better time than right now. If, as a child of God, your life has not been lived like it should, maybe your marriage has not been like it should, now's the time to make that right. There's no time like the present to get a fresh start and do what God wants you to do. If you need to obey the gospel, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.